We're on Victory Plaza today because it is New Year's Eve, and we're out here for Big D NYE, and joining us now is the host of Big D NYE on Channel 8 tonight. He is the great Gordo Gordon Keith.
Wow.
Decided to join us. Has been booked by Tom.
How do you think that went today?
The booking?
As he looks at his phone and maybe doesn't even have Tom preset.
No. I do have Tom in there.
Okay.
The Tom Gribble name did come up on my iPhone.
Do you have his picture?
And I wish you could have seen the eye roll and the sigh that occurred.
See, the picture I have for when Tom calls, I'd almost like to show you here because I think you would be amused and see if you remember where this picture came from.
All right, this will be good for the listeners.
Tom, yes. Oh, it will. In the end, it'll pay off. Like, do you know what that picture's from?
Oh, yeah, that's legendary, that picture.
Now, what you don't see is right below.
Oh, my God. What is right? Is he hovering over a casket? What's he doing?
He's hovering over a table. What you don't see is below that table was the radio station he worked for. It was the 1190 sign.
That's from the famous story.
The one that was going to bury us.
That picture is
right.
The famous story.
That in that story.
Look at the booty on that girl.
I think there's a speaker right there.
There's a microphone.
They can hear you.
She was right in front of it, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, here on Victory Plaza, there's a speaker out front, so you can hear what we
hear
say.
Exactly what
now,
you say.
To her credit, her neck did not turn to look right at you.
No,
maybe
it looked like her
maybe
young
she understands.
Son
maybe she understands the
keep
power of the bouquet.
Water.
Yeah.
You better drink that water for me.
Anyway, in this article that
I don't
Tom,
think they can hear us out
yes,
there.
Yes, they can.
Did Killer turn it down?
Watch this. All right, see if I can get this guy.
Sir, you can't move that down here. Sir, stop.
Ah, just teasing.
Okay, the speaker is working.
It's a guy with about 2,000 pounds of equipment.
And he stopped, too. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Then he got the, I see what you're doing.
Oh, it's just that Gordo again.
Oh, he's up to it again. So you guys are out here rehearsing this thing. It's not off the cuff, crazy improv.
No, this is the first year that we've done an actual rehearsal where we're in position and that sort of thing. It's really complicated.
Now, who's the big special guest here this year? Last year was Lisa Gibbons, right?
Yes, it was.
Who's here this year, you know? Or is that a secret?
Pete Douglas.
Hold on a second. I think Dale may be on the show.
Coach Joe!
Not Coach Joe, no.
Now, rehearsal has to throw you off, because you certainly can't rehearse all your shocking lines that you're going to use later.
No, now that part, you improv.
Okay.
But it's just going through the rundown, and they got all these video elements and bumps in and out. And, you know, I mean, a lot of the rehearsal is mainly for the directors and the producers.
Get their shots, get your little spot to stand.
Right. And also, you know, the talent, that's what they call the people who are on the
That's
camp.
You.
Right. It's helpful to know your position, be in position, and that sort of thing. It's getting cold out there. When we started this, it was like 62 degrees.
Last year was the coldest one ever, though, wasn't it? There's only been this for 3 years.
This is the fourth year, I
okay.
think. Yeah.
But last year, wasn't it like a degree?
It was really
it was the
cold.
Worst
yeah.
last year, as I recall.
It was a degree and a half.
We were there, Bob and I, for year one.
Oh, they had you guys on stage.
What year was that?
So I guess
it would be
4 years
ago. Right?
It would be 3 years ago, right?
08?
Or no, it would be...
Whatever the first time they ever did this.
3 years ago.
You were here, Gordon.
They weren't sure what to do or how this was going to work out, I guess. So they overplanned, and so they employed us. We weren't going to be on TV, I guess, but they had us. I mean, they paid us.
Did they?
Yeah, we got an appearance fee for going up, and they said, we're going to have you guys say some things to the crowd. And then you're going to hand it off to Dale and
like,
Delkus and Gordo.
But we're like, when are we going to do that? And they said, well, like 11:58:20 to like 11:58:55.
Yeah.
And we're like, so like right at midnight, you really, it's going to be us, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see how that works.
Like we were supposed to give a New Year's toast and then hand the mic to you guys. And
how'd that
I guess,
go?
I guess, well, Dale walked on the stage and grabbed the mic.
It was really funny, too, because we...
like they were handing it to me.
Yeah, like the stage director was...
and then he walked across and grabbed it.
The stage director kind of had Dan around the shoulders, like off to the side, like he's about to give him the go. But right as he had some by each shoulder,
Dale walks
right by, grabs the mic, and we're like...
as if Dan was the grip who was supposed to hand him the mic. Yeah. Oh, thanks for that.
It was really awesome.
In retrospect, it was wonderful, because I think we kind of had nothing.
You get paid, you have to do nothing.
But you guys said something.
How much did you guys get paid for that?
Like $1 million?
Probably.
I don't know.
Standard
fare for
a
cell phone store on a Tuesday.
Was it like a talent fee through the ticket or did it?
Yeah, through the ticket. Oh, yeah, okay. There's a good chance in the end Channel 8 didn't know anything about it. That's the real good chance. Because
I just like that Dale was basically approaching you like he was a D-back swiping at the ball. Right,
you seriously could not have written it any funnier as Dan's a little nervous trying to get his line right. And then here comes Dale, and it never. And then he's like,
hey.
And the party goes on, and the fireworks fire off, and everyone's very pleased.
See, this is the beating of television.
That's
right
your script?
Here. No, this is the rundown.
All right.
So,
what time do you guys go on the air?
How do you read that thing?
Show open, 10:30.
Whoa.
Hello, two-shot chopper, 10:30-13. Round robin, Gordon, cube, white, live, 15 seconds, 10:30-58.
It's translated.
I mean, it's all code.
They're counting on 15 seconds from you there?
Well, yeah, in the opening round robin, I do 15-20 seconds.
And is it going to be really funny?
I feel like there's...
you just warm up.
With me being involved? No.
In a small dabbling in television, I have to tell you I'm amazed at the overplanning and the overstaffing for television. I think it's required, and maybe we're just weird in this bare-boned radio world where it's kind of you and whatever, you know, Gordo's Corner. You don't have a staff of 8 people charting out the seconds and what you're going to do. It's probably pretty much you. Maybe Fernando hands you a story once a week, right?
See, I don't know that television is overstaffed. I think it does take a ton of people, and I'm not sure why from radio to television. Just adding pictures makes it so complicated.
Like you need.
But the difference, like when I was doing that TV show,
yeah,
it was just, and we had a bare-bones staff. It was unbelievable how much more work it was to do a 30-minute once-a-week TV show than it is to do a, whatever it
four
is,
hours,
five and a half hours or 4.5 hours a day on radio. I don't know why.
Do they keep putting up the wrong website? It's big. They keep putting up BigDYE.
Oh, really?
.com. Is it supposed to be BigDNYE?
I think so, yeah.
See, they need an extra person on staff
call Channel
just to
8.
Do that.
Oh, you got to call Dale.
Are you excited that we're going to be down here?
They left out the end.
Now, does your...
Gordon?
What?
Are you excited about moving down
here,
Donnie? For work?
Huh?
What'd you say?
They left out the N.
Big D N Y E?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just Big D Y E.
Okay.
They did leave out the N. That's segregation.
Whoa.
So what should be called?
Really?
Yep, Bob. Really?
So, do you guys
think. I shied away from that joke. It's interesting that you went there.
Well, you've tommed out for Channel 8 tonight.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
You're already
you
in the mood
right
to.
Uncle Tom
TV
Dribble?
Guy.
Right.
You're obviously TV
there.
Gordo. You're not wild wireless mic Gordo that gets us in FCC hot water.
What do you...
I
do think there is...
This is smoking jacket Gordo.
Yeah, this is my smoking jacket.
Yeah. Ascot Gordo.
What was I going to say?
Something.
Yeah, there. You know, you do have to do it a little bit differently, obviously. You can't do as edgy a stuff as you do on the ticket.
Right. Well, look at Greg Fields.
It's like when...
What does that mean?
I was just supporting his point.
Like,
about what? About what Donnie said?
Is he on the broadcast tonight?
No.
See?
So, do you guys throw it to Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve for like a half hour, then you come back here? How does that work?
I don't know how it works.
Because I'm rolling on Channel 8 tonight.
I don't think...
On
that's
Monday,
not Dick Clark Grooves.
We're planning for our Dick Clark segment.
It's just so ridiculous.
Oh.
Really?
You can play the Larry King audio.
At midnight, do you get to count down, or is it going to be Hanson?
I think it's everyone. It's the whole crowd and everybody who's on camera.
Are you going to make any statements for the new year or anything at that point?
Now, you're uncircumcised.
You're going to say that to Gordon?
I distance from that, by the way, and don't play it.
But that's your voice, though, right?
That was.
See, now you can blame others.
It's a new year.
It is a new year.
Not
I'm raising
not
a toast
yet.
To the new year.
It is not a New Year net.
What?
What was the question? I added the end that they took out.
For example,
can you explain your frequent trips to Los Angeles for very important people interviews that you seem to be doing now, but then kind of downplay on the radio? What are you doing exactly?
I do celebrity interviews for eight.
Like, did you kind of take Cogill's gig?
No, Cogill stopped doing that like 5 years ago. Or maybe even longer than that. Maybe
so who is taking the trips to go to, what do you call those, the junkets?
Yeah.
The movie junkets. Who was doing that?
Nobody was doing it before.
And this is a great resource, and we have Gordon. Let's fly him to L.A. How often?
I probably went six or seven times this past year, and once to New York and once to Toronto.
First class?
No.
No.
And so, and what do you come back with? What does Ken Lake
you come back with?
Not first class. Who could do that?
You hopefully come back with a funny interview.
No, the interviews are, the stuff I found on YouTube are great, but I feel like I had to find it on YouTube. I had to have someone email it to me as opposed to...
But you have a certain spot every newscast, like once a week, right?
It's, well, not the junkets. Junkets just run whenever we do them.
But those of us who only know Gordo through the ticket and don't watch a whole lot of news, not that I'm the majority, but I don't watch news that much.
Right.
As you can tell from my informed views on world issues. But, I don't hear him on Gordo's Corner much. I don't hear him on Radio Gordo.
Yeah, we don't run them because it's like, I don't know, part of it's uncomfortable. I don't want to promote. Every time I dip my toe into promoting, hey, listen, there's an interview that I did with Gwyneth Paltrow coming up on Channel 8 tomorrow. Then all of a sudden I got to get all these people with the, okay, Hollywood Gordo, okay.
But
you think you're better than the ticket? And it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, actually.
Why are you worried about them? Do your thing.
I don't know.
Is that one on here? Is it Gwyneth on here?
That one hasn't run yet.
Okay. But the Zach Galifianakis has over 250,000 views. It's very funny.
Yeah, and that doesn't count the, I think it was like 120,000 that was off the Channel 8 website, and then that YouTube one I also got.
And did you ever play it on the ticket?
That one, I don't think we did.
Have you seen this, Dan?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It really is great.
Here, play it.
Well, I just... okay, here it is. All right,
it's
here
got
we go.
A lot of awkward pauses in it.
We got Gordon live with Groob's hero.
So...
Zach Galifianakis is...
Well, he's really more on tape. This is not really
I'm Gordon Keith, here with another videotaped TV interview with Zach Galifianakis. Star of It's Kind of a Funny Story. Zach, thank you for being here.
Sure, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Compare and contrast this film with all the other films that have been made.
With all the other films that have been made?
Well, yes, more specifically.
I don't think I understand your question. Compare and contrast this film with...
Well, I didn't bring a list of films, but I don't know. Wizard of Oz, Sling Blade, Lost. Okay, I guess that's kind of known as more of a TV show now. But
known as more of a TV
you
show
be,
now.
Wait, hold on, sorry. I'm just a little confused. You want me to compare this movie to The Wizard of Oz? Compare and contrast.
No. Just talk about your character a little bit, like your character in this. Bobby.
Right.
Wears a lot of sweaters, and what is that? What was that kind of like?
The wearing of the sweaters. Well, have you worn a sweater before?
Never on film.
Never on film. Gordon, I made the mistake of wearing the sweater with just a short sleeve T-shirt, and the sweater was a long sleeve. It was very itchy. So that's what I have to say about the sweater.
Emma Roberts, star of Emma Roberts movies, and she is in this film. And what was that? So you met her.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say?
What did she say when I met her?
Yeah, did y'all know each other before you met?
No, I don't. No, I didn't know her. I think she said, "Nice to meet you, Zach. That's a nice sweater. It looks itchy." And then I said, "You know what, Emma? You're right.
She seems
itchy sweater." And then. We shook hands, and that was it.
She looks like she smells good to me. Just looks like one
you
of
should
girls
go up and,
that
you
like
should
flower soup.
You should go up and smell her.
Well, I don't know if I have the guts to do that. Would it be fair to call you a native of North Carolina?
Yeah, that's fair.
I know it's accurate, but, I mean, is it fair? Because native kind of sounds, you know, implies loincloths and river bathing. And
right. This may surprise you, but I grew up wearing a loincloth and river bathing, so I can say native.
You once famously said about another North Carolinian knight that, quote, David Sedaris is a no-talent hack who couldn't carry my underwear with the help of 10 men. What did you mean by that?
You know I never said that.
I was trying to start a feud between you and David Sedaris, and you did pick up on that.
You're right.
I apologize. I wanted a blood feud because I thought it was funny, and I thought you'd win.
But, right.
Okay, and now find the most important question. This is kind of what I've been building up to.
Are you from North Carolina?
This is, no. This is maybe tense. Okay. I think we're out of time. But I do appreciate it. This is Zach Galifianakis. It's called It's a Kind of a Funny Story, based on a very funny book. And he is in this film like you wouldn't believe.
And exactly right.
I sure do appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks, Gordon.
I'm just gonna freeze on the guns, but... Done.
Thanks, Gordon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Zach.
Have a good one. Absolutely. Don't forget to smell Emma.
And you get up and walk off.
Yeah, you left your own.
Right. I left my own interview.
I almost expected to hear that little, the Zach Galifianakis song after Between Two Ferns, where it's on the little Casio keyboard.
It's, so
that one went viral, too. Some,
oh, yeah.
It's like Gawker picked it up, or Huffington Post.
Huffington
one
Post
of those
had
did.
It, yeah.
So just,
and then it went everywhere.
It's now, awesome, dude.
What those junkets, what people I... And I'm not an expert here, but I think you get about a five-minute window. They walk in,
right.
Do your bit. You start to get the cut sign and walk out.
Right.
So there's...
So you had... There's a line of TV guys from across the nation?
Yeah. And there was a lot of speculation after it went viral, you know, people commenting. Everyone thought, oh, well, this is a skit that Zach's doing, and he's hired this guy, and we're supposed to believe that Zach is being... Zach
is being too firm.
Yeah, he's you know, he's convoluted it two times now, and it, yeah, they were saying, oh, this was all set up, this was all pre-written.
No,
this was...
I didn't sense that at all. But of course, we know you, so maybe that helps. But I don't see how Channel 8 would want to use this. I mean, it's awesome.
They did.
But this
they,
is the,
they
what would
did
they?
Not.
How do they explain this to the viewers who don't know anything? Like this is a what is
well,
this a movie promotion?
They'll get it.
Will they?
If you watch Gordon long enough, I think you get he's just not
yes, if you are
your
familiar
regular
with, if
interviewer.
If you're familiar with Gordon, but okay, let's say you have to set this up as a Channel 8 anchor. How would you set up that story? Are we promoting the film? Are we?
Where do they use it? On the morning show?
They use it on Good Morning Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think what they do, and I didn't say it, I don't think, this is the only interview I didn't say it in, but usually I open every interview with, this is Gordon Keith, welcome to another awkward television interview. I'm Gordon Keith, or whatever it is I say. But I usually say, this is an awkward interview. And I think that's all the setup you need.
Sure,
that
no, that
go,
is.
Okay, you know, he's going to ask some odd questions. And
just...
So you're airing this tonight at midnight?
No, you're very confused.
Oh, why did we have Gordon on today?
He's on television, not the...
But you're right. Maybe in the new year, I should start promoting these things and playing them on the ticket.
I think you should. Because
no doubt about it.
I don't feel like they should be hid from those of us who follow your career.
See, we're just worried about that morning show ratings. We see tough times there.
Yeah, struggling.
So, you know,
morning, we're number seven now.
Wow. Well,
and the better you do, the better it is for all of us.
It's a new year. Let's all make resolutions to try harder.
And the morning show's doing fine.
Now, what are you going to do?
Still alive.
Well, now, between now and midnight, what does Gordon Keith do?
I got to go home and get ready, get all my clothes and all that kind of stuff, and my long coat that'll hopefully keep me warm.
And Coke.
Yeah.
Coke?
Well, that's at the W.
Sex?
Afterwards. That's where I'm partying tonight.
Do a bump.
Maybe a quick bump to get you up for the broadcast.
Did you,
Gordon,
that doesn't mix well with ticket management. I don't think cocaine use goes over well anymore.
You know what?
Oh, that's right.
dump that then.
The freebie on that one, I think, has been used.
All right,
well, Gordon,
thanks, Happy
Gordon.
New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. If you want, I can hang around and we can play my Christina Aguilera interview next.
Oh, is that on here?
Whatever. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's on the...
Boy, I bet you she rolled with you really well.
Sure.
Okay,
all right,
well,
4:55. This is the ticket.
I think you guys can go.
This is the Bob and Dan radio program. Today we are filling in for the hard line out at... Oh, that's weird.
That was weird.
Pretty abrupt there, Killer.
Killer's having a rough day.
I guess it's the Killer show out here where he'll determine...
All that morning show producing he's been doing. Kind of losing touch with the board a little bit.
Was that difficult to do, Killer, when you produce the morning show?
After the second day, it was pretty easy.
Less Killer. It's... We're out at Victory Plaza today.
What happened the second day? Is that the big fight?
He just didn't show up.
My groin was nice and numb by the second day.
You didn't oversleep on them, did you?
Never.
Oh, okay, good.
My Killer was great.
I know Killer's had some very shaky wake-up times on occasion.
But he has gotten a little big for the engineering department, though, hasn't he, now that he's a morning show producer?
They're having trouble holding him.
Anyway, we're out at the Victory Plaza because this is where the big New Year's Eve celebration is. A very good idea, I think, based on attendance and everything for the past few years. I guess it took a while to figure out what to do with this area, but at least we got New Year's Eve settled. Now we just got to handle the rest of the year.
Here's what I'm worried about with Victory Plaza. If by the time we get here in, say, June, are we going to have enough eateries? I feel like
lunch-type quick eateries?
Yeah, I feel like maybe...
There's a lot of sit-downs.
A burrito place and maybe a sub-sandwich place. And I don't know.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
If you want to put a coffee shop in here, too, that'd be good. So if we can work that out.
These are your suggestions?
Aren't
you a little worried, Gordo? I mean, we won't be able to take the Maple Deli with us. I mean...
That is true.
Then what?
But it doesn't affect the morning show so terribly much.
You guys don't like breakfast options?
I usually eat on the way in. George doesn't eat until after the show, and Craig eats power bars the whole time.
What does eating on the way in entail? A Pop-Tart? Do you grab a Pop-Tart and an OJ out in your moped?
Unfortunately.
You still take the moped to work?
Unfortunately, I swing by a fast food place every single morning.
Really?
Not real proud of that.
They know you order down pack as soon as you walk.
Oh, yeah.
Roll up, they just...
The regular, they've been waiting.
The guy knows me.
Mr. Keith.
And
knows you.
Hopefully in the new year,
The only price he requires
he knows me
is
by what I order.
You have to order in fake tiger voice, and then you get it free.
That's not true.
Hey, it's Jerry here again. Jerry's wants a McMuffin.
Yeah, could you order in fake Jerry voice? It's the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, can you order in fake Jerry voice?
Tyrone Corbin.
Listen, can I just get my McGriddle without the funny voice? Come on, man, do it to fake Jerry like he's ordering for Wade.
All right. I'll have a sausage McGriddle and give Wade the whole right side of the menu.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear, man. I appreciate that. You know, I heard you doing, what's that character you just did?
It's fake Jerry.
Yeah, I heard you doing him like last week or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, what were you saying? You were saying something. Listen, I don't want to go through the whole bit. Can I just get my McGriddle? Come on. Oh, now you're big time, are you? You going to start promoting your Channel 8 interviews on the ticket or something? You think you're so big time?
Listen, I'm just going to go to the next restaurant.
Nah, that's all right, man. Come on through. What do you want again?
McGriddle. Sausage McGriddle.
Then he calls the whole staff over to the window, and they're all waiting
there. This dude is funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's the curse.
That's every single morning.
It's the curse of
being Gordon.
Being Dallas's funny man.
Dallas's funny man.
Well,
it sucks having to always be on. There it is. Big D-Y-E. Will you tell them to fix that? That is killing me today.
Yeah, I did see it that time. He's right. That's not a hallucination, Dan.
2 minutes and 48 seconds, I think.
My goal is to just be funnier than Lee Harvey Oswald.
Take a knee.
What's that mean? What are you doing?
What, you haven't seen the bowing bit to his serial killer leaders?
I guess he was a serial killer because of Kennedy and then Tippett.
Yeah, he's probably not a serial killer, but if I
usually call him an assassin.
What if I said Jeffrey Dahmer? What would that do?
Those are your leaders that you bow to?
No, I don't bow to them. I just happen to be a Kennedy assassination buff.
And pays I'm respect.
One of the only reasonable people in this country that believes that knows that Lee Harvey did it alone.
Really?
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 Yes.
Really?
I think on November 22nd, 1963, Lee Harvey balled out.
Really? That's where your cue was, Groobs.
Yeah, how did he miss that?
I don't think Groobs knew the origin
now
of
what
it.
Was,
that was slow pitch softball yeah. right there, and he didn't pick up on
now,
it.
Now, what did Dan do when I was agreeing with him? Because I am street enough to understand what balling out means. What did you say?
What does that mean? I thought we needed a translation.
Dan was right. We needed a translation
sure.
because
well, Dan didn't grow up in the mean streets.
Sure if that was good or bad? And you weren't either. You were just acting like you knew what the hell he was saying.
I grew up on the corner. I
you
know
were moving the interview along.
Like.
You wanted to move it along,
over
and I wanted to
a barrel
stop
of
it
garbage
down.
With fire so we could all
with the gloves,
keep the gloves with no yeah. fingers.
Hey, absolutely. How you doing with that purse? Oh, yeah.
How you doing? Hey,
you good?
It's,
all right.
Yeah. Hey, it's
look nice.
Mr. Microphone. Hey, I'll be back in an hour to pick you up.
Huh? That's an old man reference.
Boy, it is, boy. You don't think that the kids today get Mr. Microphone references?
The hey, baby, be back to pick you up later.
But
the guy's
that is,
driving
that was,
in the
that is
convertible.
Old man.
That was so cool. Love Mr. Microphone.
That's how we all got our start.
With a Mr. Microphone?
Yeah. So what time's airtime? 11?
10:30.
Big
D, NYE, Channel 8. Want everyone to watch it. Maybe I'll give a shout-out to Lee Harvey Oswald.
Dude, right at midnight? Call for a moment of
all
silence?
All right, now, that's your toast.
A moment of silence for Lee Harvey Oswald. Right. Oh, my God.
If that's your toast, you take a knee.
Do you think he'd be on next year?
Channel 8.
See me bow on Channel 8?
And Dale's trying to...
Hey, I know everyone's having a great time out here, and we're just about 30 seconds away from New Year's, but I thought it'd be great if the whole crowd could have a moment of silence for Lee Harvey Oswald. I would be yanked off
yeah.
the air so quickly.
That would be...
Cut away from him! Cut him! Cut him away! Cut away! Cut away!
That would be the end.
Go to Dale! Dale's shirtless, nursing a pig.
He's got a martini.
Shirtless, nursing a pig.
Well, I don't know. That's just a placeholder.
Wow.
Just a placeholder.
You think in the 45 seconds Dale has off camera, he's like double-fisted martini.
Shaking one up.
Right? He has the whole silver thing just pointed in his mouth before he goes on the air.
Got the whole jar of olives. Just dumping them all in there.
Just dump them straight into his mouth, a jar of olives, just to chase it.
He pulls them in the shaker, and he's just doing them all in there. Boy,
we've reduced them, I think.
That's him. That's him eating a jar of olives.
Oh, man.
What does that mean?
He's going to ball out.
He's going to ball
really?
Out. Can we hear the whole one? Let's hear it.
All in context?
Let's hear the origin of Dion. If we have time before we
vamp.
Awkwardly go
stretch.
To break.
Sir, please take off your hat.
I believe this season, Roy Williams will ball out.
Really?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That he's going to have a big year. He's going to be consistent.
Why does it sound like, hold it a second, why does it sound like Dion's reading from a children's book, like your first level one reader? That means he will have a great season.
That's.
I believe this season, Roy Williams will ball out.
Really?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That he's going to have a big
year. That's good, Dion. Good.
Sound it out.
Yeah. Sound it out.
On to pace three.
Remember your blends.
Is it big or big? Big.
Ball out.
Sound it out.
What does that mean?
He will have a big year.
Get a little star. Get a little star on the page. All right, Gordon.
Oh, my goodness.
Good times.
These are good times.
It's 5:12.
Now, I can't believe we found another angle to get out of that Dion audio. Dion in his easy reader first level book.
Dion moves up a grade level.
How many books for kindergartners are about Roy Williams?
Right.
It's he's, nap time. He's found the only one.
It's a kid's book that's a Cowboys preview for 2010. Possible with that be? Oh, comes out every summer right before the school year. The Cowboy preview for first graders. All right.
Super. Keep going. You got it. That's right.
All right. Celebrate New Year's with Gordon and Drunk Dale and Pete Delkus tonight.
Shelley Slater.
And Shelley Slater at Channel 8.
And the pig, who's no longer hungry.
Pig.
And Dale is nursing a pig. Now,
okay, so he's nursing the pig. He's not nursing on the pig.
No. Right. He's okay. Nursing it. He's got a little flop down bra.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's too far-fetched, Bob.
Yeah, bra? He's got the nursing bra. He's got one pulled down. Oh, what a great visual they cut to.
A little modesty blanket.
A little modesty blanket. Dale, come on, cover up. But it fell down. It's windy out here.
Nobody wants to see
it. I think he's full, Dale. Oh. I think he's full. Putting him up on his shoulder, burping the little pig.
But it's between shots, and the pig is really hungry. He's got a scratching old Dale.
Dale, the pig is rooting. The pig's rooting.
It's a newborn pig. I mean, come on. You got to feed it. All right. Whoa. We're having too much fun.
Having fun.